Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors on the radio and on Facebook Live by our good friends at Arvest Bank. We've got the Kiwanis in. How you doing, Karen?
Good morning, Tom.
You brought a friend.
Yeah, Rochelle Wilson. We're cousins.
Yeah, well, how do you like It's all family.
Yes, we are like one big family.
Well, we've got a lot going on here as the weather turns a little warmer and the spirits are a little brighter. We're seeing a lot of light at the end of the tunnel here with this COVID thing. But I understand we do have a little something to whine about.
We do. We do. Yeah. I tell you, we are really happy to be getting back in the swing more this year. And Kiwanis has been has started meeting in person again.
Yay!
We've been meeting, I know, at noon on Wednesdays at Crossing Second downtown, and the owner of which is a longstanding Kiwanis member, which brings me to the first item that we wanted to share about. So next Thursday, April 29th, 5:30 to 7:30, we're doing Wine and Whimsy at Crossing Second.
Well,
and so this is going to be a lighthearted event where we have a sommelier, hard to pronounce, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Come and share some wine. We're going to do tastings with a grazing board of cheeses and treats. And we're going to learn something about wine and have fun. And we're going to be entertained by Martin and Carlos, the blues guys.
Mm-hmm.
And if that isn't enough, we're having an after party.
Yes.
And Miss Sharon has created a special cocktail for us, which will be a lot of fun. So an evening of fun, and you can even dine after at Crossing Second if you like. We're the event is early enough, so come on out.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $40, and you can learn more at on our Facebook page and website, or give us a call at the Kiwanis number, which is 918-977-3400. So we're looking forward to that to kick off the season.
Here's what I know about wine. Wine that has a cork in it tastes a little bit better than that with a cap or comes in a box. That's about all I know.
Well, I don't know. I've had some pretty good box
stuff in a box. Wines are pretty good. Yeah.
Depends on the event.
It does.
But these are going to be really good wines.
Uh-huh.
Family, as I understand it,
mm-hmm.
I've done a little bit of tasting, but I think some family-owned vineyards with really great stories. So we're looking forward to hearing from the sommelier about that. And then, here's even better news. So Sharon is going to be putting these wines on her wine list after. So if you don't get enough from the tasting, you'll even be able to order the wines that evening if you want more, or have an extra glass that evening, or come back to Crossing Second another time and have another glass.
There you go. There you go. Thanks for sending out the invitation. That's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
Now, Sooner Junior Miniature Golf. Last year, a lot of people missed it. I understand this year, you can't miss it.
No. We are opening May 1st, and we're going to do our public hours a little bit differently.
Uh-huh.
We'll be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings from 6 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So those will be available for open public hours. And then the course can be rented for private parties through the week, Monday through Thursday. And that includes during the daytime. We have a lot of corporate parties that come out and schedule birthday parties on weekends. The cost for parties is $60 for an hour and a half, and $15 for each additional hour. Then we have just general admission prices, $6 for adults, $5 for students and seniors, $4 for ages 6 to 12. And then for we do have a 2 to 5 age rate of $1.
Oh,
so, you know, so trying to cover everyone. We're just looking forward to opening. You know, we've got a scoreless app for scorecards, so you can just load it onto your phone. And you can, you know, you can just keep track on your phone, or we'll have the normal, you know, pencil and paper. But most everybody has their phone, so we wanted to add that convenience that, you know, they could just keep score as they go on their phone. They can post it on Facebook. And we'll be updating Google, Facebook, and Instagram Friday. So, I mean, I have a few things out there, but we just want to make sure that, you know, we don't announce too early. Mm-hmm. I've already got a lot of parties booked, so I'm very happy for that. So people have seen what limited posts I have made. I've got a lot of beautiful plants, a lot of beautiful flowers. I did have to cover them to protect them from the freeze this week.
Oh, yes, you did.
but they did very well. They did very well, so I'm pleased.
Well, this is great. You know, a lot of folks have a little bit of that cabin fever, not necessarily, you know, somewhat from the COVID. But, boy, we had that 2 weeks of winter, and that was a long decade here in February. Reminds us, we don't like that here in Oklahoma too much. But to get out and get the fresh air and have some fun, mm-hmm. Oh, boy, this is just what the doctor ordered. Mm-hmm. This is great. I understand we're going to do a little bit of fishing this year.
Yeah. You know, Kiwanis has a long-standing tradition of having a fishing derby mm-hmm. out at Joellen Lowe Park. You know, a long-standing tradition for lots of families in the community. I know, mm-hmm. I mean, even my own family, I grew up near that, near what we call the Duck Pond. Uh-huh. And, you know, my family, you know, kids, grandkids, my mom used to take the grandkids out, mm-hmm. and it was a great tradition. So we've missed it the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Last year, of course, because of COVID, and the year before it rained us out. So we've missed it a couple of years. We're hoping to do it again this year. We have traditionally done it on Mother's Day weekend, but it's going to be a little later. So we'll have more details about that in the next couple of weeks.
Now, this next item, this is the one I have a lot of fun with. Mm-hmm. Now, when I first moved here a couple of years ago, we did it downtown. And then last year, we did it out at Sooner Park. Both were, dare I say, a blast. We're talking about fireworks. We're talking about the Bartlesville 4th of July Freedom Fest. And it's never too early to talk about Freedom Fest.
I know. We're so excited. We got such a great response last year from uh-huh. having the fireworks out at Sooner Park. Uh-huh. So we're going to be back at Sooner Park this year. So we're really, really excited about that. And we're going to add a little bit of activity. Not a lot. We're starting slow, but we're going to add a little bit of activity. We're going to have some food vendors mm-hmm. for folks who don't want to bring their own picnic. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably have a few nonprofits who come out and, you know, put up a booth and either you know, talk about what their organization does, or mm-hmm. maybe recruit some volunteers, or, you know, maybe sell some treats. But we're going to have a little bit of activity. We're still working on what we may or may not do at the band shell. Mm-hmm. We've had a few groups talk to us about wanting to participate, so we're still working on that, but it's going to be pretty much, you know, families come out and enjoy the park and the, you know, their new playground equipment at mm-hmm. the park. And oh, don't forget Sooner Junior.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Sooner Junior is at the park.
Little golfing under the stars.
So yes. Yeah, we'll be out there probably earlier in the afternoon uh-huh. Than we would ordinarily be. So uh-huh. Sooner Junior will be available. And, you know, while we expect it to be hot as 4th of July, still there's lots of shade at the park and areas for families to uh-huh. to enjoy a picnic or have fun. And we've got fingers crossed. We've put in our application, and we're hopeful that once again we'll be able to have a flyover.
Great. Let's make sure we do it over the right park. They missed the hospital the last time.
That's right. I mean, you know those guys. Precision fly those things, so you'd think.
There was something that they had to really obey. They cleared
but
that
anyway,
up.
But anyway, so, you know, we will definitely be publicizing that as soon as we know the details, because what we do know is if they do it, it will be at the precise time that they tell us it will be.
Yes,
you can set your watch by it. So we'll definitely, as we get closer to the event, publicize when that's going to happen, and a few more details as we get closer about what other activities might occur. But of course, the finale and what everybody's waiting for will be the fireworks at 9:45, and those will, of course, have the accompaniment of the radio and our own Tom Davis.
Yeah, be hanging out there, having a lot of fun. And I tell you what, we brought the whole family out there. I was doing the broadcast. They got to play. I was working, but don't tell anybody. It was more like playing on my end, too, because we did have a lot of fun. We got to see a lot of people. We got to see the great fireworks there and really enjoy a very nice night. We had a nice cool breeze kind of drifting in from the west, and it really made for a wonderful experience. So I can't wait. This is great.
It was.
Now, the Kiwanis has been busy. You've been busy for a long time. How many years has Kiwanis been around now?
Well, guess what? Last year, we actually celebrated our centennial.
Wow!
So
that's a good start.
Yeah. So just before the pandemic in February, we celebrated our centennial. So Kiwanis has been around 101 years. This year.
Can we use a golf term? Can we give it a mulligan and kind of celebrate 100?
I know. Well, I tell you what. Kiwanis had planned to do a big centennial project out at Sooner Park or somewhere in the city, but we had kind of focused in on Sooner Park since Sooner Junior is there and we have a big presence, and that got postponed. So we're still working on our centennial project with with the city, and hopefully we'll be able to have an announcement about that this year as well.
Great. If someone wants to become a member of Kiwanis, how do we do that?
Well, we love to have guests. Like I said, we meet every Wednesday at Crossing Second, and we also have members who join on Zoom. So we do both, and you know, Crossing Second has been a wonderful host to us. Starting, you know, when we came back after the pandemic, and so most of us gather between 11:30, 11:45, grab a bite of lunch, and come and have lunch, and then our program starts at noon. We love guests. You can give a call to the Kiwanis number,
918-377-977.
I always get the 9 and the 3 backwards. 977-3400. And, you know, leave
reach
a message.
Reach out through Facebook or KiwanisBville at gmail.com.
And so we love to have guests come and visit, and then we'll recruit you to join as a full-time. We're looking for members who like to be active in the community and join in, you know, some of these activities that we've talked about, and you know, just come and hear the great programs. Yesterday we had Joe Todd did an amazing program. I won't remember the gentleman's name, but a Russian gentleman. Just the story of his life. We all know Joe Todd and what a great job he does at interviewing, and I know he's done thousands and written books, so that was a great program. But we also have programs, some of the different nonprofits will come and tell us about what they've got going on, and you know, we really, Kiwanis does a great job supporting the nonprofits, and you might tell Rochelle what we're doing this year. We're doing a monthly highlight on a nonprofit.
Yeah, just because all of the organizations suffered so much through COVID with a drop in donations. So we've made a concerted effort every month to recognize with a $500 donation organizations that serve children. So we've started that last October. We'll carry through this September. And always, we have scholarships that we'll be presenting in May, and that'll be to all of our high school students. So we're reviewing the applications right now, and we'll be awarding from Caney Valley, Wesleyan, Bartlesville, Dewey, Copan. We'll have $1,000 for each of those winners to apply toward their college expenses.
That is really outstanding. Mm-hmm. That really kind of captures the spirit of Kiwanis, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're all about the kids and the community.
All righty. I want to thank you very much for being our guests here today. And we'll continue to spread the good word. Don't forget, Wine and Whimsy coming up on the 29th at Crossing 2nd. Sooner Junior Miniature Golf Course opening on May 1st. And, of course, 4th of July Freedom Fest coming up on 4th of July. Can't miss that. Thank you for being with us today on K1, the one you trust.